Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here with good news, very good news, about Starship and the FAA, the reformed FAA. Bob, a very good evening to you. I've already said it's good news. How good? Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, John. It's so good, it's almost been reported irrelevantly, as if no one really cares. SpaceX last week announced that it has set the date for the 10th orbital test flight of Starship Super Heavy for August 24th, this coming Sunday. It announced this, it provided details, and it described what the mission's going to try to do, which is basically what they tried to do in the last few flights when Starship failed. They're hoping this flight will succeed. The good news is that, oh, by the way, that's what my headline says, oh, by the way, the FAA has approved the launch license for this. And the by-the-way nature of this, the almost irrelevance of it, the fact that almost no one cared, is because the FAA is no longer playing games. This is elections matter. Under the Biden administration, when SpaceX said it was ready to launch and it completed its investigation and instituted its corrective actions, the FAA would then spend months retyping SpaceX's conclusions into a long piece of paper that stated they approved of the changes. They didn't have any qualifications to say one way or the other. There's no one at the FAA qualified to do this kind of work. They have to rely on SpaceX. But they spent months doing this, and it was a constant problem. Elon Musk at one point even said, it takes longer to get the paperwork done than it does to build the rocket. Well, under Trump, that's ended. When SpaceX announced it wanted to launch, the FAA, either just before or instantly said, we agree, your investigation is complete. They rubbished it. They just said, okay, and here's the license. They didn't retype anything. It was instantaneous, and that was it. So that's a significant thing. We are now in a situation where, at least under Trump, we're beginning to get launch licenses when we're supposed to quickly. No more games being played. It's a good sign.
The protest to prevent Starship. Now, there are rules about launching during risky moments for civilians. I remember this happening at least once out of Cape Canaveral. So what's happening at Boca Chica?
All right. So when the plan for SpaceX for this 10th launch is that Super Heavy will not be caught in the chopsticks. They're going to land it in the Gulf of Mexico. A soft splashdown vertical landing, as if it was landing on land, but they're going to dump it in the ocean. They want to do additional tests, and they don't want to take chances with a chopstick landing. It appears there's a activist group in Mexico that now plans to send out a fleet of boats that will violate the launch range during the launch. Now, your memory is correct, but it's happened more than once. If a boat or plane slips into the range, the restricted area, the launch has to either be put on hold until the plane or boat can be cleared, or they have to scrub the launch. This Mexican activist says they hope to have 50 boats participating to move out into the launch range to block the launch. If SpaceX continues and flies, which it probably wouldn't in that situation, there's real risk of someone getting hurt because they would be landing Super Heavy in the Gulf of Mexico where these boats are. This is a very dangerous situation. This activist group called Canio Global AC says it has permission from the local port authority to do this. Now, I have not been able to confirm that. If that's the case, then that means the Mexican government is complicit in trying to interfere with American rocket launches. If they don't have permission, they say they're going to go ahead anyway. I would expect the Coast Guard should be there to clear these boats out of the way, and they should be arresting and finding people for doing this. International law permits them to do such things, is my understanding. But that's where we stand, and if they succeed, this is the same kind of protest approach as with the 30-meter telescope in Hawaii, and the same kind of people with the same kind of somewhat identity politics approach and environmental false flag protest. And they blocked TMT and basically killed TMT in Hawaii, and that's what they're trying to now do with Starship Super Heavy.
But as of this moment, the launch is on. They're not backing off.
SpaceX is not going to cancel anything on this. Right. These people would have to, you know, they're not going to cancel because these people might be in the ranger zone. That's the last thing SpaceX will do. SpaceX is more likely to arrange with the Coast Guard to make sure there are plenty of enforcement to keep these people out. That's what I expect to happen. We shall see if they can get into the launch zone. I don't know what SpaceX is almost certainly going to have to either hold or cancel because they cannot launch with people in the launch zone. I mean, a lot of my readers are saying, oh, dump rockets on them. If they're willing to take the risk, do such a thing, violate the law, they should carry the risks. But SpaceX can't take that chance because SpaceX has assets and people will sue them. And it makes no and it's bad publicity if they hurt people. So we'll see how it plays out.
Reminding me how the Chinese put Long March 3 down in the first stage in boosters on villages all the time. So we have a difference of opinion about how you launch. This looks to be provocative, but the real provocation is the California Coastal Commission. What are they up to, Bob?
Yeah, so the Coastal Commission back in October voted. All right, let me back up a little bit. SpaceX and the Space Force that runs Vandenberg have agreed to allow SpaceX to double its annual launch rate from 50 to 100 launches a year. And normally in the past, the Space Force would go to the Coastal Commission and outline what they plan to do, see if there was any reasonable objections from the Coastal Commission, and the Space Force would work with this Coastal Commission to fix those kind of problems. But the Coastal Commission in California, which is supposedly tasked with protecting the beaches of the coast, has no authority in Vandenberg at all. The Space Force can do what it wants to military base. And if it chooses to let SpaceX launch 100 times a year, it can do that. Now, in October, the Coastal Commission voted against this plan, but they didn't do so because they wanted to protect the coasts. They said they were very clear in their words. They said, we're doing this because we don't like the fact that Elon Musk is supporting Donald Trump. It's absurd. They've been sued now about that. SpaceX has sued them because they were trying to deny SpaceX its right to do business because its CEO has an opinion. That's, of course, illegal, and so they've sued. So the Coastal Commission had a second meeting this past week in which they once again rejected the launch increase as proposed. But this time they laid out a very detailed explanation of why, having nothing to do with Elon Musk, but actually having to do with the fact that this company is going to be making money. It's not a government operation, and so therefore they should not be allowed to do this. I mean, how dare SpaceX try to make a profit as a private company in America? How dare the Space Force be a servant to the people to let this private company succeed? What have we come to? Is communism and top-down authoritarianism rule no longer America?
Bob, I want to understand this. This isn't about the objection. It's about Space Force, not about SpaceX.
Well, they're objecting to SpaceX getting the extra launches. They can't stop the Space Force from doing anything, but their objections are specifically against SpaceX. They don't want it to make more money, and they say we should have some say in this matter. Space Force is going to ignore them at this point, and the lawsuit's going to continue, and they're going to look bad in that.
But it's Space Force that gives permission, right? That it's their air base.
Okay. That's right. And they're military, so this Coastal Commission has no authority here, but they're making a stand.
Okay.
They're actually acting just like the Mexican protesters in many ways. They're toddlers stamping their feet on the ground. I want what I want.
All right, X-37B is back. Remind Bob, what is X-37B?
All right, so Boeing built for the military two orbital test vehicles called X-37Bs. These are reusable mini shuttles that go up, spend a considerable time in space, and then come back. And they have cargo bays And so they can use them to test equipment for long periods of time in space. They can use them to do reconnaissance. They can do a lot of experiments with them. Then they've done a number of launches, I think like seven launches. The eighth launch is about to take off. It's going to be launched on a Falcon 9 rocket. And we're not sure which of the two ships is flying. We think it's number two, but I can't find out any confirmation of that. These things have been up as much as 3+ years. And return safely and then flown again. So it's good technology. It's actually one of the best, one of the few things Boeing has built in recent years that works and works reliably.
As I recall, the Chinese have a version, yes? They've been.
Yeah, they have flown a copycat version, interesting, at least once, maybe twice, but we know very, very little about it. We do know it looks much like a X-37B, but that's about all we know.
And China's in the news for a failed launch. What China?
Yes, this is one of Chinese pseudo companies. It's called Landspace. Landspace was the first company, rocket company ever, to get a methane fueled rocket into orbit. They just beat out SpaceX's Starship Super Heavy, which actually hasn't really been in a full orbit yet. They had that success. They have a rocket called the Zook-2E. They've launched it about 8 times, but it had 2 failures. Well, the most recent launch last week was a failure. Something happened with the second stage. We don't know what. So this is another Chinese pseudo company trying to make good. Their Zook-3 version is supposed to be basically a copycat of the Falcon 9 using methane fuel. It is supposed to be reusable the first stage. They've been promising a launch for that now for about a year, and it'll happen next year maybe. We'll see.
And the failure was an upper stage on the launch. Is that significant in any fashion that it wasn't the first stage?
It's just that they have a problem with the upper stage. Upper stages tend to be more difficult because after stage separation, it's a violent event, the stages separate. You got to then ignite the engine, and it's moving fast. And it's not unusual for new rockets to have problems with the upper stage. But, with a new rocket, you're going to have problems with the first stage. This is difficult. It's rocket science.
It's a puzzle to me, Bob, why this is happening. Because everything in China is dual use, PLA, People's Liberation Army, and civilian at the same time. So can you see an advantage to pretending we're independent of the PLA?
Yes. Well, with China, and actually China, this is a good corporate management decision by China's government. They allow for pseudo companies to raise investment capital. Therefore, there's profit these companies can make, and then these independent companies then compete for government contracts. Now, and also for maybe commercial contracts. They are supervised heavily by the government. They're not independent. They can be confiscated overnight, and they can be told what to do, and their data is not proprietary. The government forces them to share it with all their competitors. But it creates a situation where profit can be made by the people who create these particular companies, pseudo companies. So it has encouraged innovation and development in China. That they're not privately owned, in the end, is going to defeat it, because sooner or later the government will step in and take over.
Well, the government can't pick winners. No government can. All right, Japan is back at it. Now, they've had trouble with launches. Is this a troubled launch?
No, this is not a launch. This is a startup. This is a Japanese rocket startup called Interstellar. It originally did a suborbital test flight of small rocket back in 18 and then disappeared. Nothing happened for years. I thought the company went out of business. Apparently, they were having trouble getting funding. But in the last year and a half, they've obtained funding from a Japanese government grant program. And in addition, even more significantly, Toyota committed $44 million to the company to help develop it, to partner with it. And it's actually going to include Toyota engineers as part of the development. They're developing a rocket called the Zero Rocket. They have now gotten a contract for customers on its first orbital launch, 5 different payloads of CubeSats from a variety of different entities, in three of which are educational in nature, and 2 of which are rockets, small satellite startups, one from South Korea. These are all the kind of companies or entities that are willing to risk on an inaugural flight because they're mostly concerned with education. If the launch fails, they haven't lost that much. But so they get a cheap launch. And so Interstellar, it's got backing from Toyota and engineering help, and it's now got customers for its first launch.
Kazakhstan, a vast land with very few people, and Baikonur. What is Baikonur, Bob?
Baikonur is the Russian launch site from the Soviet Union days. It still launches its Soyuz 2 rockets there with people on board. Kazakhstan, though, is hoping to convert portions of the spaceport for international rocket startups, for rocket companies to bring their rockets there and launch. And they've been talking with Germany companies, startups like Rocket Factory Augsburg and High Impulse. They've been talking to Airbus. They've been talking to China. They've talked to India's Skyroot rocket startup. They're trying to bring these companies to come to Baikonur and start launching there. It's indicative that, once again, they're trying to – Russia is moving away from Baikonur. I think eventually Russia will no longer launch from there. But at the moment, it is. But Kazakhstan wants business there, and it's not getting as much from Russia anymore, and it's feared Russia will leave. Russia's got a new launch site out of the Stachny on the east. So they are looking to bring commercial business there. I don't know if anyone will, but that's what they're doing.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.